You are back with The Conversation. And you know, any time is a good time to talk about chocolate. And HPR's Noe Tanigawa joins us this morning to do just that. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Catherine. I mean, we're talking this time chocolate on a mission. It's a gourmet shop in Chinatown. I mean, you know, I go to Chinatown all the time, but it took me years to even see the door. Good luck finding it. I mean, it's kind of mashed in there with all right next to a Lay shop and inside the River of Life building on Mauna Kea Street at Pauahi. And Davy Tevis runs it. She's been volunteering at River of Life Mission since it started in 1987. She's now director of chocolate. They call themselves a Christ-based organization serving the homeless and near homeless. Now, Davy's held a lot of various positions, but a friend giving up a chocolate business, her own interest, of course, in chocolate, and a lot of encouragement from others. In 2011, she launched this gourmet fine chocolate income stream for River of Life. And by their third year, Davy said they pulled in $200,000.
You know, the community has been very outpouring to us and very helpful. We had men and women in houses, and it was an 18-month program. So it's very difficult to get them a job. So we thought, why don't we open a chocolate factory? You can get a lot of skills here because we sell, and then we have someone that has to run the showroom. We have our POS system, which is Shopify, and then we have Inflow, which is our inventory, which all has to be upkept. So there's a lot of different ways that people can learn things up here.
Yeah, they're looking for interns right now, in fact. Who want to learn about a small business and maybe get school credit for it. Right now, the whole operation's being run by five people and the one intern they've recently found. Despite the volume of business, things have been really up and down over the years, and the pandemic flattened them. Davy said they did do some gift boxes and stuff for Christmas, but it was nothing like last year. But what's happening now is that River of Life has a new executive director since the beginning of this year. And they're going to take a swing at relaunching the whole chocolate thing. Hmm. It's super fun to visit the showroom. Catherine, can you imagine this right in Chinatown?
You know, I've heard about this program, but I've never had a chance to poke my head in there, you know?
Well, there's a phone number right on the door, and you have to call it. And then they can, you know, take you on up. They'll take anybody up during their hours, which is like pretty much office hours during the day. And what kind of chocolate do you like, Kevin?
I like dark chocolate.
Okay. You know how it goes up to like the 80s, 90s percent?
Yes.
Well, they've got really intense chocolate like that. They also, however, do their chocolate blend. And it's a dark chocolate, milk chocolate blend that is much more toward the dark chocolate end. I think it's something a lot of people really would like. I thought it was pretty good. The chocolates are designed here. They're formulated by this small batch chocolatier on the continent. And then they're packaged here. And so they do retail, wholesale, private label kind of stuff they do, you know, with your own messaging. They do fundraising, a lot of executive like gift packs and even chocolate subscriptions.
Hmm.
And the flavors, you know, they really are kind of unique.
Okay, I have Anna Sakadraka, and she has over 26 years of experience as a chocolate worker, and she's has a immaculate palette for chocolate. So, for example, one of the first things I showed her, I love sweet and savory. So we took our chocolate blend, and I told her to put Yako Arari and Furikake. It's awesome. And the reason it's awesome, because she makes every flavor that you can taste it, but not one is overwhelming. We also do a minty matcha with white chocolate.
Minty matcha?
Yeah.
Chocolate.
Clever.
Another one I got was whole mac nuts dipped in chocolate, this sort of a dark chocolate blend. It was really stunning looking. But the whole purpose is to support the services for homeless and needy. I mean, River of Life started in 1987. It was as an emergency meal service. And if you look at the organization, I mean, it's been 30 years. They've evolved. Now they give out clothing. And they're thinking about expanding services as well. I mean, as it is, River of Life gives out nearly 1,000 meals a day to people who come to their doors right there on Pauahi Street. And I understand that some merchants, even I've heard that some police, you know, just people from the area do go there and pick up meals. Some nearby businesses and residents say that that service, however, does bring crowds screaming, fighting, drugs, trash, and loitering into the neighborhood. River of Life contends the people were there already.
Larger missions would bring them everybody in and have them seated, and we just can't do that. So they have to wait out in line. But we've changed it so they're 6 feet apart, and they can only be there a few minutes before we open.
Yeah. The problem people have is where they go with their meal afterward.
Correct. Yeah, and we always encourage them to throw it in the right place, but they don't always do it. Yeah.
You know, don't we? I do recall that I think it was former Mayor Kirk Caldwell announcing before he left office that River of Life was going to move from downtown Chinatown.
Is not a done deal.
What happens to the chocolate company then if that happens?
The chocolate company will continue because River of Life Mission owns the building the chocolate factory is in there, right at that corner, that pivotal corner on Pauahi and Mauna Kea. That's the reason that city officials, starting from the end of the Caldwell administration, started really pushing to have just their meal service moved out to Evilay, where they have a city building going, a four-story building of city resources right next to the IHS Men's Shelter on Sumner Street. There are some church and state separation questions that they're currently trying to work out. That has been the sticking point right now. You know, Davy says she's got commitment from the new pastor, that the chocolate factory will go forward. And she says she's not afraid to walk around in Chinatown, in spite of what you see on Chinatown Watch. I mean, I checked Chinatown Watch this week. Their photos are video of drinking, drug use, trespass. I mean, public indecency is up there. There's one video showing someone allegedly flipping out. This is the group that monitors and allows people to post Chinatown incidents. And Orange Schliemann, owner Infographic, with his wife, friend Butera, created the website. He owns a building right across River of Life. He spent 30 years in Chinatown working in the area and says with this administration, his hopes are up.
40%. Yeah, the city owns 40% of Chinatown's property. And when you add in the parks and the streets and the sidewalk, they're probably like 80% owner of the place. And the question I have is, like, public buildings are held in public trust by the government for the benefit of the people, which would be us. But they don't take care of their buildings. They don't police the neighborhood. They don't clean up the thing. To be fair, Ke Kau Like Mall is a lot better than it was. But the only reason that changed is because the citizens kept pestering City Hall. And it's kind of funny, you know, the new mayor comes out of media. They did some work down here and there was no press and people were going, oh, what's happening? To their credit, they're starting.
As far as tactics, what have you seen work down there?
Well, nothing, to be honest.
The thing is, Oren says, no one has tried a comprehensive approach. But what he's thinking now is some kind of coalition that can run from River Street to Richard Street and really bring downtown and Chinatown up together.
Thanks so much, Noe. I'll have to go down and check out that chocolate place. We've been talking to Noe Tanigawa. To read her stories, head to hawaiipublicradio.org.